In the traffic, roads looking really, really good. Still a bit of slow moving through Midrand. There's a crash heading up towards the R101 off-ramp. And in Pretoria, Transidonia, WF and Komo, the yellow stretch or through the tunnel, up through Vanderhof and Bremen and to the R80 Mabopane Highway is still busy.
The Gauteng Health Department has condemned what it calls unruly and illegal behavior by some community members outside Kalafong Hospital in Atteridgeville. The department says people have been stopping patients at the gate and demanding identity documents before letting them through. The UN, meanwhile, says that 480 civilians have been confirmed killed in Sudan's North Darfur areas in the past 2 weeks. The UN is now warning that the actual number is likely much higher. It also, the rights office, they also said it had confirmed that at least 481 civilians included 210 civilians there. For more on these and other stories, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. According to Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth, European markets ended the day in positive territory.
With the German DAX closing 0.7% higher, while the French CAC closed 0.5% stronger. Moving on to the US, the NASDAQ opened the day 0.3% higher on the back of solid results from Google's parent company, Alphabet. Revenue rose by 12%, while net income jumped 46%.
So Alphabet is a search and advertising business. It grew about 10% since a year ago. The share price there opened 3% higher. On to other news.
Intel also reported quarterly results yesterday night. Although the results were better than expected, the company's guidance for revenue and profits came in below expectations, which sent the company's share price down by more than 6%. CFO David Zinsner told investors that the current tariff environment makes it harder for Intel to predict its performance for the next quarter and is now anticipating that the total market for its chips could shrink.
A dollar is trading at R18.68, a euro R21.25, pound sitting at R24.89. Gold is trading at $3,282.87 per fine ounce, Brent crude oil at $66.62 per barrel. I'm Marlene Frischier, more news at 7.
We start off with the first bit of live action, and it's at the cricket stadium where the Chennai Super Kings are taking on the Sunrisers Hyderabad. The Chennai Super Kings have been struggling. A 154 is what they were bowled out for in their innings, but Deval Brevis took his opportunity with both hands, making 42 of just 25 deliveries. In response, the Sunrisers are 37 for 2 at the moment. Opener Travis Head is the man who's just gone back to the pavilion. He's made 19. Abhishek Sharma went out for a duck as well. Ishan Kishan is still there. And in some rugby news, Paul-born playmaker Reino Smith is ready to make an impact for a settled Benetton lineup against the Stormers. That one happening in Cape Town tomorrow. Smith, who's played also for the Cheetahs and the Sharks, and Zimbabwean lock Eli Sneyman have been named on the bench for the Vodacom URC round of 16 clash in the Mother City. Of course, later on today, the Bulls are taking on the Glasgow Warriors. Dion Fury, well, he's given an update on his injury situation after the veteran Springbok underwent surgery on a broken tibia. Fury says that the operation was a success and he now recovers before undergoing his rehab work at 38. And Mamelodi Sundowns, well, it's not looking good right now for Masandawana. So Masandawana, please do something. Al Ahly up against Sundowns, leading there by 1-0. And 36 minutes into the match, so Sundowns still have a lot of time to recover. It is only 1-0 on aggregate as well after they played to a goalless draw in the first game. Orlando Pirates have also got an opportunity to make it an all South African final in the CAF Champions League. They take on Pyramids a little bit later on tonight at 8 o'clock as well. And, Rulani Mokoena, the former Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates coach, well, he's left Moroccan side Wydad Casablanca after a run of disappointing results for the former African champions. He had a contract until 2027, but earlier in the month, he said he would be leaving at the end of the season, but they were like, nope, hold my tea, you're leaving.